Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we are again. Can't believe they've asked us back for yet another round with Wojo. It's me, Wojo, your esteemed columnist and radio host, as well as Will Birchfield, the Birchie Kid, esteemed 97.1 The Ticket. Columnist, writer,
young savage,
resident renegade, whatever you want to call.
Has savage ever been a positive term?
Recently, like to be called a sav is the highest praise.
Well, oh my god!
Wait, it's a sav, not a savage.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like calling Verlander Ver, which no one does besides Austin. No one's ever called him Ver, but I guess that's a thing now.
And also here is the little webmaster, they call him. He is Evan Jenkins. And what we do here is, once again, I'll lay it out one more time. I come up with insightful, intelligent, deep thoughts on sports topics and expand upon my vast years of knowledge. And these two jackasses steer it into the gutter.
We undermine you with even more insightful comments about less cerebral topics.
I think that we just come with the truth, and sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah, I suppose
honestly,
that's
it can
true.
Be abrasive.
Okay, before we get into your guys' nasty crap, okay, why don't we start with the topic of the week, which I cannot believe is a topic of the week.
Yeah, I saw you whine for 1,000 words about it in the Detroit News.
Was it 1,000 words?
It was a few. Yeah.
The Tigers are going to trade dudes coming up pretty soon here, right after the All-Star break, after they get back to losing games. I mean, I'm sorry, playing games. And all the usual suspects are out there. But because it's an open week and we don't have crap to talk about, everyone's got to throw around, well, maybe they should trade Michael Fulmer. Just think what they could get for Michael Fulmer. I think that's categorically insane. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't want to agree with me, you're entitled to, but understand, I'll walk out of the studio.
Well, that would make the podcast
better. Yeah, let's just disagree.
So, yeah, that would make the podcast categorically better, to use your words. So.
Now, is this much ado about nothing? And you don't have to agree with me, but I really wish you
would.
Well,
look, it stemmed from the idea from the New York Post that Fulmer could yield a bigger return than Chris Sale did last offseason.
I think it's crap.
So you guys think there is at least some credence to that idea,
no.
I guess. That's the only part where I might disagree with you idiots.
Yeah. You get two of the top 10 prospects back in baseball for one player.
At the time of the trade, yes, Moncada was the number one prospect in baseball.
Kopich
was 30 at the time of the trade, and the other two guys weren't even top 100 guys. So let's not make it out like the White Sox fleeced them.
Well, they got the number one prospect in all of baseball.
Yes, I agree.
But understand,
he was hitting like .220 in AA for the White Sox.
But you were trading with the Red Sox, who
is Dave Dombrowski, and that's what he's notorious
Dave Dombrowski,
for.
They were loaded with prospects. They couldn't get rid of them. I mean, they had to unload some prospects.
They had a log jam, for
sure. And Chris Sale, 28 years old, an ace. Whatever you think of Fulmer, and Fulmer's great, he's 24, he's not one of the two or three best pitchers in baseball, although he certainly seems to be climbing.
Yeah. Is he a top 10?
He's close. Top 10.
I think he's right there.
Close, yeah.
Sale makes, I believe it's 12 and a half.
He makes
mil.
Nothing in
this season. He makes nothing. Fulmer makes $550,000. He's got a bigger pennies on the dollar contract than Sale does.
But if you're the Tigers and you're trying to rebuild, why the f*** would you trade your only player?
Right, and that's why it's backwards.
No. Quite literally the only guaranteed player to build around.
Yeah. Right.
Tell me, after Fulmer, tell me who's second that you're building around in the Tiger roster. Go. Tell me who's
on the roster now or in the organization.
Or in the organization.
Yeah. Maybe Fiedo. It seems like that's where they're at.
That Matt Manning.
The rookie. Yes.
Yeah, but Manning is so far off. He's playing in single A ball.
That's the whole thing.
I think Fiedo might be ahead of him in terms of big league future.
I don't
future,
know if he is because they said they were shutting his ass down.
But
right
this
away.
Is this is to his point. It's the fact right. that after Fulmer,
okay, so
it's a bunch
okay,
of
got what
question
Castellanos,
marks.
Iglesias, they're average.
Yeah,
average.
Castellanos, I think is,
McCann?
A build, is a building block.
But McCann can't even get the field. You got old ass.
But see, this
Avila.
Is what I'll do. I'll actually present the other side of it and see what you think of this. That actually is also the argument for the other side.
Right.
The argument is why, yeah. you just pointed out you guys don't have anybody to build around. You need to go get prospects as many as you can, yeah. to which I say that's what all your other trade chips are for, but not this guy.
But those ones are less valuable. Those ones aren't going to get you the guys.
Yeah, you might have
need.
To work a little bit harder to get a good deal, right?
And when have the Tigers developed a prospect that they haven't dealt? That's the thing that I wonder. I mean, you got Castellanos.
They deal shit.
They drafted,
Casty. Well, they deal their good ones that wind up being right. is the thing.
They draft,
exactly. Except for Andrew Miller. Look at what the... Do you know anything what Jacob Turner's doing today?
No, I think he's pumping. I think he's selling 7-Elevens Slurpees today.
Doing nothing.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point. So why?
I get that they need prospects. I get that the statement I just made is both in favor and could be argued against keeping Fulmer. But that said, do you know how rare he is, a 24-year-old?
Yeah, he's a... stud,
and he's a stud, and he's sturdy, and he's steady.
The Verlanders, the
and you know, actually, I'm not going to say that because I don't know who listens to this podcast. But go ahead.
How about this? He has started 17 games this year. 16 of them, he went through 6 innings.
Okay, he's a horse.
Verlander didn't do that at the height. I don't think.
Even in 06, he was rough.
Right.
And Kenny
this
Rogers
guy never
was
gets
your guy.
Rocked around except for that one game.
Cheater. Kenny Cheater
oh,
Rogers.
Oh, do not bring that
taking
up.
Taking down the Yankees with a foreign substance.
I'm pretty sure the Yankees took down the Yankees.
Yeah.
Remember that one series when Jeech just blew out his ankle?
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
One,
he's wearing a Yankee
the one
cap.
That, what's your name thought was in Detroit when she asked him about like his worst memory? Marley Rivera. Wasn't she like, so like you broke your ankle here in Detroit, huh, during the playoffs?
It was here.
No, it was in Yankee Stadium.
No, he broke it, and yeah, it was game two.
Okay, that's right.
It was game two in New York.
Oh, he snapped.
That's the girl that told Rieger he's a
douchebag. Yeah, what an idiot. Yeah, same chick. Yeah.
Well, hello. I'm sure it's not the only one that has done that.
But yeah, she had a point. She had a point with that comment, at least.
So the next time we do this podcast, we're going to be sifting through legitimate trade rumors, I think, because I'm not one of these ones that says, because listen, what Miggy said last week about, you know, every day I come in here, it's really hard to hear it every day. Okay. Mild sympathy for him, whatever. He was being honest, but
the guy's
hell
getting of damn death threats back home. So, you know, I can understand his.
But to which I say, Avila has to take this to the. If that's what gets a better deal, I don't care if it makes people squirm. Take it right up to July 31st.
Yeah, I agree.
If necessary.
Well, that's why people say. You guys, the Tigers, should be the first ones to get this rolling. You set the market. No. Let the market be set and then deal your guys. Because at the end of the day, it's not the worst thing if they're still here because they would presumably be able to trade them this offseason, right?
Well, yeah.
So it's not the end of the world if they can't get a ransom for Justin Verlander or Cabrera.
Hello?
Or Avila.
Hello? I mean, Chris Sale was traded in the offseason. If that's the barometer you're using.
Yeah, but look at last offseason. I mean, they had nothing they
I'm
liked
not
enough.
I'm not convinced that they
had
were going to do
it. They had nothing they liked enough then for JV.
Nobody shows their
or
hand
JD
like that
or
makes deals.
Right. It was a little bit too overt.
It
I
was,
agree.
Hey, listen, they're out here, but we need your entire farm
but
system.
But that's the Tigers' issue, man, is the entire league knows they have no leverage because the entire league knows they're handcuffed.
They do. It depends on the team, right?
What?
If a team's trying to win right now and that's the piece they need, then they have all the leverage in the world.
No, not really, because the league knows that Avila is facing an edict to cut payroll. And so at the end of the...
Do we know that?
Payroll's going to be cut no matter
regardless,
what.
Regardless, right. And I think
salaries falling off.
I think fans like, okay, for JD, for example, teams know the Tigers are not going to re-sign him in the offseason. 99% sure. So they're not going to, oh, look at this jackass. No, do not come in here. I don't want
fishbowl here.
Yeah, anyways, as I was saying about JD, the fact is, if teams know they can't retain him, they're not going to offer up a king's ransom for him because why would you?
Okay, but every team deals with a rental at the trade. Every team,
every team
in history has had to deal a guy, a rental guy. Yoenis Cespedes was a rental guy, and you got something for him.
You got quite a bit of something
for
him.
Yeah, so sure Listen, I'm not one of these ones that gives Alavila all these excuses like, we don't know if it would be, and said, okay, you can't do anything else here. You can trade Fulmer. I'm not buying that at all. What?
We're dealing with a mime right now, so people that can't see this, okay? We have a very bald guy that's very cheap.
He's got a very hot daughter.
Yeah, and he thinks that he should come
this
on
is
our...
He's got not... a hot daughter named who dates some squeamish dude named Red.
He does have a real ratty son-in-law.
You're about to have a horrible-looking
Is this live?
Horrible-looking grandson.
Yeah. This is live.
Tell us you're listening to our podcast.
Tell us the last time you got laid.
Oh, God, what time is it?
It's 3:51.
My wife does work here, so noon.
So okay.
A little nooner. Yeah,
was it in the little car or the big car?
No, it was in the Escalade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Before Ashton, you dyed your hair black.
No, it's brown.
Was it missionary?
I don't dye my hair.
What kind of position were we in?
It was in the
doggy
style. It was in the back seat. So
the back seat, so probably.
Someone gets on top of you while you're sitting.
All right. Well, hidden dragon. I want your honest opinion on your future son-in-law.
Quietly.
But. Your daughter is very good looking. She seems very nice, and she's got some. She's got some.
Yeah, there's a great chance.
She's got a squeamish looking boyfriend. What are your honest thoughts on future son-in-law? Whatever his name is.
Tomato. I mean, all redheads look alike, right?
I think he's a super nice guy.
Is he?
Why don't you set up
fire crotch
with Birchie? He's been.
I think she would go with that.
Your wife endorsed me.
To Aaron. What I really want to know about
you.
You have a dirt stash.
You wear your
dad's New England hand-me-down clothes. You're a mess.
Like, these are my own.
These are my own, bro.
Come on.
You would have to have a whole new
You're just
new
terrified
wardrobe.
Of the prospect of me
whole new makeover
and handing you
and
down
you
a bunch of
like
blonde hair.
You creeped out on her.
Handing you down
college.
A bunch of blonde haired sons.
You're like 20. How old?
25.
A 25-year-old creeped on a junior in college.
How old? She's a junior in college?
Yes.
So 20.
She's like 22.
That's creepy.
Here's the best part. Man. Up until like 2 weeks ago, Woj, this guy thought his daughter never kissed a guy, never did anything with a guy, and she goes to
Michigan
State.
I don't think this needs to be on a podcast.
Okay.
My gosh.
Please.
She's been the cookie.
This is supposed to be about sports.
Yeah, Aaron's
in here.
It's mostly about not sports.
It's about
Aaron's played Kiss the Bottle two times, according to Bob. That's all she's done.
Yeah, can't we get this guy out one night?
Okay, but it's going to be a waste of Will's time.
I hooked your son up with my own girl.
You owe Evan a solid.
That is true.
Hook up Will.
Okay, but here's my question, Will. For instance, if you guys have it's just lunch or whatever that dating service used to be called.
Tinder?
And she gets that fake phone
call.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Are you going to call her out?
What are you going to call her out?
Hold on one second. Oh, my God. I am so bummed out right now, but I've got to run. But, Bill, whatever.
Four minutes into your lunch. She gets the fake phone call.
Yeah, when she goes, I'm so sorry, Bill. And you're like, it's Will. She's like, whatever. She's walking out.
I'll track her
Doesn't
down.
Matter. I'll never use that game again. That name.
I bet you might have more game than this guy.
Oh, yeah.
No way. He's got more game. He's got red hair, man. He has automatically no game and no chance.
He's got 54 stitches on his face.
He's too good of a nice guy.
True story.
Wait, you don't have any stitches.
It's because he plays hockey. He's a badass. He has 54 stitches on his face.
And he's only like 23 years old.
Wait, is he a ginger, though?
Yeah, 100%. But he's like 6'3".
Oh, you could beat out a ginger.
I don't know.
He plays I am hockey, dude. He's not a badass.
You have
the ginger spot.
Hey,
Will played lacrosse.
I don't think he does.
On a high school team that he still wears around the coat 7 years later.
It is a nice looking coat, though. It did get me denied a beer
live on the podcast. Let's make that bet again where he takes his shirt off and goes and sits in Power's office.
Yes. Is there somebody in there right now?
I don't know.
We once tried to make a bet. It was his wife was in Jimmy's office.
With
the other one?
Her sales girl.
A sales girl. And so we tried to get to go into the office without a shirt on and just sit down.
For what purpose? To see what the reaction is?
Yeah, they were there actually doing business. Like, Power is actually doing his work for
Why did this not happen? You wouldn't pay?
Well, no, these guys backed out.
I was happy to pay. I had the money in my hand.
Yeah, we just didn't want to be attached to it at all.
To me getting fired.
You know what Will would have done when calls me and we'll be like, well,
Hell yeah, I would have. You guys would have gone right under the bus.
And then we would have gotten like, that Will for a second. Will is a young idiot. Why'd you guys do that?
He came to work wrong today.
I got convinced to sleep with my first like month here. So, you know, a little peer pressure.
I don't know what I don't want to know.
Goes a long
way. I don't know. There's people that walked around here and acted like she was Jennifer Lopez. You know exactly who we're talking about. You used to sit right next to Will.
Wait, the first week on the job?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got convinced by Blenny and Evan.
The first week on the job?
Like
it was very soon.
Whoa,
what's
the
age
gap?
First month.
You know
third
what we're talking
weekend.
About.
Oh, no, no.
8 years, I think.
Dirty little secret.
9 years.
Will is looking for a MILF. Will
really?
Is looking for a MILF.
I don't think that's a secret.
Dude, wait, I didn't know that. Do you want her married or do you want to just have kids?
Do you have any friends?
Yeah, she got a lot of friends. Wait, MILF though is mom. Oh, she just has to be a mom.
Yeah.
You want her married?
I don't even care. No. Just like,
but you want to marry that, or you just want to go there?
He's just looking for
in and out. Looking for a mess around.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Why not, man? Change things up a little
experience.
Bit.
Yeah.
How much older?
Like twice as old as him.
What, he's been watching Mrs. Robinson or something like that?
25. Like we're thinking.
So you want a 45-year-old?
Yeah, market's like 45-ish.
We've got somebody in sales.
Do we?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Van Halen?
Well, send him over.
No.
I mean, send her over.
Right near me.
Right. Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thank God this podcast isn't going to air or anything.
No, this
I mean, thank God for that.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, man.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
Glad you stopped
can
by.
Can you give us a follow-up to Will's date with your daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever that
it's
happens.
Not, no, I wouldn't.
When that happens.
And will you supply the condoms?
Let's get it on the books.
Okay, now this is not going to happen. this podcast is not
going to happen. Oh, you don't want any condoms? Will, you're
yeah,
in.
Wow.
My man.
There will be no need for those.
You're going to have a grandson in about 10 months.
Irish she's on birth control.
Catholic
you don't need
girl.
Her.
Give her 20
right.
bucks and say you pay for the lunch so you don't feel obligated.
I don't even have a daughter.
She's on the
if you're listening to this podcast, I don't have children. I have no children.
His name's not even.
Do you,
I don't even. We don't even know who he is.
How does she afford it?
I'm Manko. I'm the general sales manager here at the station.
Yeah. Manko.
I have two stepchildren.
Really?
Yes.
Names rhymes with Blob Lerner. Thank you, Blob Lerner.
Oh, can we do a competition real quick?
Schmarin Schmerner.
Can we do? No, we're not doing that
competition.
We're not whipping it out.
Schmarin Schmerner.
No, Smorsha.
Oh, Schmorsha.
We're not whipping it out.
I was wondering if we could whip them out. You two compare.
Oh, it's in my car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your wallet's in your car?
Yeah.
Because there's so much wallet in the car.
I thought you meant your in the car. I thought you were whipping out your
No, that's in his wife's purse.
You know what? I don't want to be on this podcast.
You have strap on. Yeah, you
this
left,
is
you
the
left
worst
in your
mistake
car.
You ever
you
made.
You left your dirty birdies. Car this morning?
Dude,
you guys
get
a grip,
me.
Man.
That's the worst decision you ever made.
Yeah, he
in
hated
here.
That.
It's kind of gross. Okay, so we settled that. Can we go back, circle back? The honesty
things
of athletes.
Got out of hand there for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, way out of hand, thanks to you guys. We're talking about
Miggy.
You know
how late I'm going to be here editing this damn thing?
Yes, you are, forever. Talking about Miggy.
That's mostly your fault, because you egged on that entire conversation.
I didn't invite him in.
You waved.
No,
no,
you
I did.
Did
not.
Yeah, but you
did.
But you triggered the whole like talk and all
no.
that.
No, back and listen. That was not all me. Right.
Okay, so Miggy was being honest and said it bugs him and bothers him. Now comes out today that Calvin Johnson is over in Italy being quote unquote honest that it really wasn't going to work in Detroit. I knew we weren't going to win the Super Bowl and they weren't going to do anything. So I was done there. That's why I got out. Not anything. I didn't hear a word today about the injuries and everything else. I couldn't play anymore. To me, I'm like, duh, yeah. So the Lions losing was frustrating and partly drove him out. But to other people, this is like a revelation that Calvin said this today. Is this a revelation to you?
No.
It does make a news cycle, I suppose.
You know what it is? It's we're All-Star Week for baseball.
Yeah.
NBA Summer League's
How
going
about that
on.
Home run derby?
That's the only thing we have going on right now. So you get this player. Well, I was saying this to Will earlier. You covered Calvin for his entire career.
Yes, I did.
Would you say
he, never said
he
crap.
Is a little naive when it comes to the media?
I always thought it was bashful, but maybe it is naive,
or maybe it was
passive aggressive, maybe.
Like, okay, so there was one time our morning show used to interview him every week, and he said, I was concussed. Just said it. Hmm? Doesn't think things through, he just says them. I think that's what happened in this interview in Italy. Italy.
He was concussed?
No, that he just doesn't. He's like, this is in Italy. I can say whatever the I want. It's
right,
never
right.
going to get back
really...
to Detroit. I don't. Even if it does, I don't give a shit. I don't play there anymore. I'm not in the NFL.
But what did he say that was
He didn't say anything, but I think
controversial.
I think people are just pissed because he said the obvious.
He also said, when I first got to Detroit, I didn't really like it. I was homesick. A lot of boarded up buildings. But now it's really doing well. Yeah. And they've invested a lot of money.
He didn't say anything
wrong. Just saying the obvious.
But it's the same as when Prince said, I have kids, where people took that out of context, not knowing that his kids were sitting next to him, and he couldn't sit there and cry and pout.
And not knowing the Prince Fielder thing, not knowing that just 20 minutes earlier...
That his best bud, his mentor, said, I'm done.
Jim Leland had told the Tigers he was retiring.
And that's what people don't...
That's a little hidden secret of that.
Oh,
that people don't remember.
One.
But the whole point of this is, do you want athletes to say what's really on their mind? To which I say yes.
Yes.
I would rather they do it while they're in the field of competition, while they can still do something about it.
They do say what's on their mind.
It's such a double standard.
Don't use this... Excuse, they make $30 million a year. They should know what
therefore,
to say.
Shut up.
Okay, well, we have a president that grabs
that?
Girls by the
yeah.
So, I mean, if
well,
you can do that.
Yeah.
Are you denouncing grabbing chicks by the
Well, I mean, I'm not going to come out and say it to Billy Bush.
Yeah.
But I would say it to Wojo and Will.
Yeah. No, that should always be consensual.
But that, it's just enough
yes,
with
that
the,
should be consensual.
They make $30 million. They need to know how to handle themselves.
Yeah, oh. And the Miggy thing and the Kelvin thing, they both come across as, quote unquote, kind of whiny, but
not
but
really.
But also honest and like they are humans. They are allowed to be whiny too,
right?
In addition,
and
they're frustrated.
Allowed to have an opinion.
Yes,
it's not. But then when they say,
but "We
got to
kill him
it's
for
a business.
Right.
We have to do it.
Got to kill him."
Then it's these guys are too cliche. How dare they do something like that?
Wow.
Man, so it's lose lose either way, right? So they give you a cliche, boring answer, or they give you one that's from the heart and what they're really thinking, and then that's not good enough.
My biggest complaint with Kelvin is he wouldn't say things when he could actually possibly have enacted change.
But, okay.
Like speak out against Matt Millen at some point. Or
Matt Millen's the reason he was here. We should all thank Matt Millen for that.
I suppose. That's the last thing you should
yes.
thank him for. All right, we have to close with this. Speaking of whiny. Okay, no, whiny's not the right word. We need to set the Birchie kid straight here. He puts together a nice little barbecue at his palatial Royal Oak pad. And I got to be honest, probably screws up the invites, the day, the times, who he, like an hour before his party, he's texting people, oh, I forgot, did I invite you or not? Oh, you're invited.
Yeah.
And then when not that many people show up, he's bummed out.
You know what it is? Well, he shouldn't have been because I set him up and told him there was no way that people from this place were going to show up on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, I'm going round two, man. Sunday in August. August 5th, I believe.
Well, it's round, August 6th.
Round two. August 6th, I believe.
But that's
round
also,
two.
It's going to be a failure.
Round two, take two. Got the parents in town. Going to lure in some coworkers.
See, this
with
is where he...
Which means he's going to invite them that morning.
No,
that morning.
Send out a nice, like, 2 week advance invite. Let them know. My parents want to meet you guys.
Here,
we'd love
this
to
what
have
I've kind
you.
Save
by.
The date. Kind of
play,
kind of
play.
This is what
the emotions.
I've kept to myself, and I haven't said it yet. I've waited
Sunday
for this podcast.
August 6th, 2 p.m.
He's 25. Why the f do we need to meet his parents?
They want to meet
We're
you guys.
Dating,
yeah.
Man.
They want to meet you guys.
I well, wait a minute.
Of, got a bunch of good buddies from work. Like, I want to invite them by and introduce them to my parents.
What's, yeah, and hold on,
Evan. Why
hold
is
on.
That such a bad
I've
thing?
I've worked here
one.
For 12 years. My parents have met probably no
okay,
one.
Okay, but take
yeah,
a look.
You don't try and meet up with anyone outside of work outside of work.
No, you don't. You're kind of a...
Right, I see these
right,
guys
which,
all day, every day.
Right,
I got my
makes,
own friends.
When do you ever go out with beers for beers with people from work? Never?
I did that one time.
One time? You've worked
one time.
For 15 years?
No, but listen and look at Birchie, and he's crazy,
look at
right?
Him. Yeah,
wouldn't you
want to
see? Wouldn't you want to see what people created him? Wouldn't
not
you
really.
Kind of want to see?
I've already
oh,
seen
that
them.
Is that
what
is
they're
true.
About.
You get to see
and
where
I tried to meet
his family
before
you
said
I came
no.
From.
Oh,
at the Lions. At the Lions game, you weren't going to come down that one time, man.
See, now
you
now it's
up,
oh, I wasn't going to come down.
You were meeting up with Ashley at halftime.
But here's the good part, Bob. Nobody's going to show up to that one either.
No, he's going to plan this one
I
out
think
better.
He will, yeah.
No,
I think
here's
it's
why
matter,
it's not going to happen.
It's a matter of logistics.
The day before is the CBS Radio golf outing.
Yeah.
Right.
Meaning
the day before.
That all these old schmucks got their pass for that day. They can't get passes.
No,
two
they
days
can bring
before.
The wife.
Sunday afternoon.
They can bring the wife. They can,
it's
bring,
not
the, they can bring the significant other.
Are the Tigers
other?
Playing at home that day?
Away.
Okay.
I will take
logistics.
Another bet that you get under 10 on that one as well.
I'm going to dish out at least like
25 invites.
You might want to.
Try and protect myself.
He'll hire people. He'll bring homeless people.
No, it's got to be guys from the office, or people from the office.
And I know these people well enough to know that they
I think they're going to come this time. I think the second time.
See, I think it'd be good. He's got a great pad.
I think they'll come.
Great pad. It is a good spot. Great backyard.
Certainly a good spot.
I'm sure. Cook a few hot dogs. Perfect.
But the problem is, as a Sunday afternoon.
I think you assume that everyone is as antisocial as you are.
You had four people show up
because
to your party,
they were all golfing.
My point.
Most of the invites
wasn't.
The guys golfing.
No, it was Reader who decided to throw his own party.
They got stuck golfing all afternoon. You guys played golf until like 3:30.
Stoney showed up.
Yeah, Stoney did a show.
Jamie showed up.
Okay. I think you overestimate people's antisocialness. Like,
no,
most people,
I think you overestimate people.
I think most people want to hang out on weekends with people they enjoy being around.
That's where you're confused. People that work here don't want to hang out with people they work with.
Well, we'll see on
take two. No, that's not true. They get together out.
We'll see on take two.
Like a Sully and
Rieger. Sully, Bogey, and him. And you notice one thing in common. Hmm. They're all young.
Hey, we'll see. I've got a chance for redemption.
Yeah, you do.
August 6th.
If you're listening to this podcast, you're invited. Give the address.
It's Royal.
We can bleep it out. No worries.
That one's not getting bleeped. Just
yeah, that's
know.
In there.
That's
all right. So we learned about Birchie's party. Daughter.
Mm. Also my party.
Birchie's party.
I mean, she is my party.
If you get her to your party, that will count as all 10.
Yeah. All right.
But there's no way you're getting 10 people.
We're revisiting all these topics. Next time with another round with Wojo and the Birchie kid and Evan.